You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Friday four-pack brought to you by Jackson Lumber of Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber of Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber of Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We got Pat's and Bill's thoughts that we're going to get to coming up later on this hour. We'll get back to the Red Sox and Yankees at high noon. What's up first in the four-pack today, Billy?
What one player on the Bills, besides Josh Allen, would you want most on the Patriots?
It's honestly not. This is another team where I feel like you look at it and you're like, roster, I don't love it.
I don't like the head coach. I don't like most of the roster, and yet we also think they could be the best team in football.
Yeah, it's,
it goes to show you how good Josh Allen is.
Well, it tells you how quarterback-centric the league is, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't really need him, but James Cook's really good.
James Cook has been
I'm leaning
awesome.
Towards James Cook because that's the only other player on offense that you look at and you're like, he's way above average. They like the tight ends, I think, are average. The receivers, I think, are below average. Josh Allen is elite. And then James Cook's really good. I think he's got, what, three straight 100-yard games or whatever. He's got five rushing touchdowns on the season. He's like he really emerged last year as like a true weapon for them. So I know the Patriots have like a crowded backfield, but I think he's just that much better than most of the other guys on the team. Now, maybe it's one of the guys on defense that's always hurt.
So this is what I'm wondering. Like, Milano's been there forever. He hasn't been healthy in a long time.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to think of who even is a real standout player on their defense. Rousseau, I feel like, racks up sacks over there. Yeah. Ed Oliver's been there for a while. Rousseau led him in sacks last year, maybe.
Joey Bosa?
I don't know. Bosa, like, Tre'Davious White is old.
Wait. No. I'm sorry. Nick Bosa got hurt. So Joey Bosa's there.
Joey Bosa's there and been good.
Has he been good? Okay, I was going to say, he's just been hurt for so long. I feel like he's a shell of himself. But if you're telling me he's been good, fine. I think the right answer is James Cook. We can't have Josh Allen. We already have mini Josh Allen and Drake May. I think James Cook is the right answer.
NBC 10 Sam Reed shows us something naughty but good.
Joey Bosa?
Joey Bosa, four forced fumbles this year.
I mean, they
couple
have
sacks,
wow,
yeah.
Two sacks, four forced fumbles.
Wow, okay. So maybe he should be in
menace.
The
menace.
Sleeping on him.
A menace. Now, I'll still go James Cook, even though usually when we ask this question, I try to find another position that the Patriots need, but
right.
I'll go Cook.
Their wide receivers are bad.
Yeah.
Their
tight ends are worse than yours.
Tight ends aren't great. What about, is Dawkins their tackle? Like, is Deion Dawkins maybe a name? Like, if you really
Deion Dawkins left tackle,
if you wanted to beef that up, I mean, maybe. But I feel like Pat's O-line has actually been okay.
Solid.
So, yeah, James Cook is the answer. What else, Billy?
What will happen first? Bills win the Super Bowl or the Patriots make an AFC title game?
Great question.
Thank you. Let's see.
AFC title game.
I think so. I just don't see the Bills winning a Super Bowl. I mean, at some point, you feel like Josh Allen has to. It's like, or does he? You know, like, Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl. Like, some great quarterbacks have never won a Super Bowl.
Right. If the question was, what happens first? Bills get to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, they got
to
win it.
I would answer Bills. Now that franchise has to win.
I mean, the Commanders, for example, made the conference championship game last year, and nobody really thought that's how far they were going to go. They didn't think they were going to make the playoffs. And so if you make the playoffs, which is definitely a doable thing, and in fact, a lot of us think the Patriots make it this year, and then you win a game, you get an upset win in there. I guess, you know, if you are in the wild card round, you need two. But, like, maybe wild card round, sort of like a push-em type game or a pick-em game. Then you pull off one upset, and boom, you're in the AFC title game. There have been some strange teams to make conference title games. So I think that's going to happen. Maybe this is a super homer take, but I think that's going to happen sooner than the Bills winning the Super Bowl.
I agree. And you made a point yesterday, too. Are we sure Josh Allen's finishing his career there?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Maybe Josh Allen has four more years in Buffalo and the window's not that big and he goes somewhere else. And, yeah, I think the answer is AFC title game for the Pats. That feels like a longer, larger window, and that is just a cursed losing franchise.
It's only
in Buffalo.
It's only 4 weeks into the season, so obviously a lot can change, but it feels like another year where we're saying, if it's not this year, when? For the Bills.
Yeah.
I know Allen's very much in his prime, but the Ravens seem down, the Chiefs seem down, Joe Burrow's hurt. You're like, all right, if you come out of the AFC, this should be your year. And then maybe the NFC, the Eagles are kind of infighting, the Lions, they look good, but like they have some, they lost their coordinators. Like maybe this is the year for the Bills.
But I think the first exercise or the first question, and then to answer that, it's really all on Josh Allen there. It really is. But no, I think the answer for me is Patriots. Vrabel's been to an AFC title game.
Right.
It feels like you have
another good point.
You
like
have
the
guy. Right. You have the guy at quarterback. So to me, I think that's the answer. I'm not telling you it's this year. I'm not telling you it's anytime soon.
No.
But I'd take the Pats there. What else, Billy?
Yankees or Blue Jays? Who you got?
I mean, I'm obviously rooting for the Blue Jays. But
don't you kind of counterpoint? Don't you kind of want the Yankees to advance?
Oh, to be like, would that motivate the Red Sox more in the offseason? Like if they go on a run?
Look, they lost to a team that got to the ALCS. They lost to a team that got bounced in the next round.
No, that doesn't really do
it for
me. They
lost to Toronto?
Yeah, see, I also don't like Toronto.
Do you
subscribe to if the Yankees are in they were in the World Series last year, but the Red Sox also had a big offseason.
They did.
Like if the Yankees win the whole thing, is there more? Does John Henry say we got to spend more, or does he not even know? Does he stop paying attention? Or did he ever start?
I think he is not paying attention and/or stop paying attention. So I'd like to say,
all right,
root for the Yankees to go on a run to get John Henry's attention, and the Red Sox will respond. But I don't believe that.
But who do you think will win? Not who you're rooting for. Okay, who do you think will win?
I actually am rooting for the Yankees to validate them knocking the Red Sox out. I'll eventually root against the Yankees in the ALCS World Series if they get there, something like that. I want them to beat the stupid Blue Jays. I think they are going to beat the Blue Jays.
I think they beat the Blue Jays, too, because I think last week, before this series even started, I think we were like looking at the playoff bracket, and I'm like, whoever wins the series is beating the Blue Jays. And so I'll stick by that. I guess their rotation's a lot better, especially with the
boost. I guess
that
does make you feel worse. If the Yankees beat them, then you're like, we could have been there. Maybe that does make you feel worse.
I think that's definitely what's going to happen. And now that Cleveland's out, maybe the Yankees just win the American League again.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the last one, Billy?
What is Christian Campbell's role next year?
So you did not have him at second base, Keith. You had Meyer at second, Story and Bregman back on the left side.
So here's the thing, and this is tough because you signed him to the contract, and it might be another time where there was like a month this season where they had more guys that should play every day than they had spots available. But if Story comes back, and that might be an if as well, he is coming off a really good season, so you might at least try to run that back. Unfortunately, both Marcelo Meyer and Trevor Story are so injury prone that I would start the season with those guys if they can, and then just know Campbell's probably going to have to take over at second, and then either Meyer slides over to short or he's replacing Meyer. And then so he's on the team, but I don't think he's in my ideal starting lineup.
Ideally, what is Christian Campbell defensively?
Second base. You're making a face. Where would you put him?
I mean, I think he might be an outfielder. And I don't know I'm not saying that fits on the team, but I'm just saying is he actually? He's probably actually a DH.
Mm-hmm.
But what is he actually?
I'm
not sure he's a second baseman.
I think like 3 years from now, ideally you have Anthony, Rafaela, and then whatever you decide to do in right field and the outfield. But I'm saying Meyer Campbell as like a second base.
I get that. I mean, that'd be great. I just don't actually think he's a big league second baseman.
I don't know if he's a big league anything.
Yeah,
he
might be a DH.
He had a good month.
Oh, you might not even be a big DH.
But, not even a hitter. Yeah. I don't know what he is. He's the one I'm the least confident in. If you had to say, Anthony Meyer, Early, Tolley, Campbell.
The problem is he's a lot like Duran, where the shine is off. Mm-hmm. And I actually think, we were talking about this off the air, I almost brought up Campbell when you mentioned Joe Ryan. How do you get Joe Ryan? I almost brought up Campbell, but I'm like, I don't think a team like the Twins wants Campbell. And that contract.
No, they'd rather pay him peanuts on an arbitration.
I think they'd rather go year to year with a guy like Duran and try to catch lightning in a bottle for 2 years. And maybe you could flip him a year and a half from now than someone like Campbell, who you're locked in on for whatever it is, 8 or 9 years if you get to the options.
Yeah.
So I think
he's only making
just over $7 million a year, 8 years, $60 million.
Right, but it's also locked into it for 9 years, and he might not be able to play.
We don't know if he's good.
For as mad as we are at Duran,
yeah.
Duran is a big leaguer.
Right.
Like, he was an all-star 2 years ago. Right. He might never be that again, but Duran's a big leaguer. Is Christian Campbell? You don't know. So I think he's really hard to trade. I don't know if he can hit. I don't know where he is on the field. So where is he ideally next year? Probably starts in Worcester.
Mm.
And then if he rakes there and injuries happen, maybe he carves out a role. But I don't think he's on your big league club to start next year, which is wild.
Oh, you're going to think he's on the team?
I mean, I wouldn't have him sitting on the bench.
Yeah, I guess you need him out there in AAA. Yeah, that's probably true. Because, yeah, he's, although, is there a lot of days where he can play?
Maybe.
And, like, do you pick a position for him, or do you say, you know what? You're going to have to be sort of like everybody's backup.
The whole,
sort of what I thought Raffaello was going to be until he just took over some.
That didn't work for him last year. Now he's a year older, and maybe if he goes in preparing for that, it's different. But that didn't work for him last year, the bouncing around.
No.
So I
unfortunately, though, it's only a matter of time until Story or Meyer get hurt.
Right. Yeah. So I'd probably start him in Worcester. That is the Friday four-pack. Every Friday here on Jones and Keefe, it is a Patriots Friday. We will get into the Pats coming up. We're going to be joined by Mike and Wenu in the 1 o'clock hour. We have the Week in Review at 12:45. And when we get to Pats and Bills, keys to the game this weekend. But let's get into too much of Drake May. Are the Patriots overly reliant on Drake May through 4 weeks? Let's get into that next.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI. And streaming on WEEI.com.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. A lot of Red Sox talk today, but it is a Patriots Friday. Football talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We got Mike and Wenu in the 1 o'clock hour. We got Keys.
Oh, yeah.
The Pats and Bills coming up also at 1 o'clock. Week in Review at 12:45. We'll get back to the Red Sox and Yankees at high noon. But in the meantime, Keith, you tell me, is this a good or a bad Drake May stat?
Okay.
Our favorite game.
Yeah, is this a good or a bad stat?
Good or bad. Dan Orlovsky tweeted this out yesterday.
Okay.
Drake May has accounted for 77% of his team's yardage, more than any other player in football. Is that a good or a bad Drake May stat?
It's probably not good. Probably bad, just because that's a lot. That is a lot to put on a player. I think it should be high. Like, I think Drake May is that type of player where that number should be high. But at the same time, with this offensive line, we thought they were going to be better at run blocking. And with these running backs, we thought they might be a little bit more productive. And maybe that's something that early in the season and, like, the way the games are, I don't know, that kind of isn't what your overall plan is. But, you know, we talked about the importance of letting Drake May run. We were both in favor of that to start the year. I'm all about darts and scampers, but he shouldn't be your leading rusher every week, right? Or like close to it, or that kind of thing. Like, Stevenson and I would say specifically Henderson need to take a little bit more off of his plate, because then it also becomes a thing like, are you going to be able to play seven? Are you going to be upright for all 17 games? Are you going to be, you know, physically as, you know, in good shape by week 15, 16 as you are right now. So I guess I'm sort of answering it both ways. We're like, I'm glad he is such a dominant part of the offense. He absolutely should be. But if guys like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts and Kyler Murray, and if those guys are a less percentage of the offense, then maybe you need to take it back a little bit.
So, right. I guess for 4 weeks, it's not the end of the world. They're 2-2. It does show that he can carry the team for stretches. Big picture, that number has to come down. And I guess that's what I mean. That's not sustainable.
Also you're 2-2, right? If you're 4-0 and that's what's going on, maybe you could talk yourself into like this is how we're doing it, but like it's not like it's netted like the best results.
So I think that's a great point. I think, you know, talking about if he has that many touches and he has to do so much individually, that might get him hurt. I think that's fair as well. I don't think that's sustainable. That number has to come down. And I think you win more games if it does. And I just think that's a good sign for the team, the health of the team, if it's not so Drake reliant.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's accounted for that much and accumulated that much production does speak to if you need to lean on him for a stretch here and there, you can. So it's okay you survived the first month doing that. I don't think you can keep doing that and go to where we think this team can go. 9 wins, 10 wins. And in the playoffs.
It is funny. They average, as a team, just over 101 yards rushing per game. And it's pretty much split evenly between the three running backs and Drake May. And so you wonder, like, will one of those running backs sort of emerge from that? Because Drake May is averaging, 24 yards rushing per game. So that would be, 400-something yards, which I think is fine.
Yeah. Right around what he did last year.
That's fine. It could actually be higher. I would expect it to be higher. I think it speaks more to, shouldn't Stevenson, in addition to holding on to the ball, shouldn't he be doing more, and Henderson should be doing more? I think those guys are actually the reason why that stat is so tilted. I think it's because of the ineffectiveness of the running backs more than anything else.
Right. May's numbers aren't crazy. It's just that those guys aren't doing anything.
Yeah.
So I struggled a little bit this week, Keith, with the Verizon matchup and what to highlight. I personally think, and you let me know if you agree or disagree.
Okay.
I think Josh Allen, he's going to do what he does. What makes the Bills, what would make them unbeatable on Sunday night, is if you can't control Josh Allen, which you probably can't.
No.
And on top of that, James Cook goes off. They started some of these games horribly. Teams have run on them consistently. So I think you got to keep James Cook in check. What does that mean? I don't have a great number for you. But James Cook can't go off. James Cook can't do what he's done through the first month of the season. You control him, and that means running and in the passing game. He's active in the passing game as well. If you limit him and you make Josh Allen more one-dimensional, I think that is the key to this weekend.
Yeah, no, it's always going to be about Josh Allen. So the one I would toss in there is just flip side it. Steph Diggs revenge game. You know, what is Steph Diggs going to do? Tre'Davious White is with the Bills again, and he... sure, those guys went up against each other quite a bit in practice back in the day. They're both a little bit older. They're both, you know, not as explosive as they once were. I wonder how much he'll have a chance to even cover them. You know, we'll see what they do on Steph Diggs. But if he's ever wanted to have a really good game, it would be this Sunday night. So I'm curious just to see what kind of attention he gets and if he's able to have another big game, because he's coming off one of his best games in a long time.
All right, that is the Verizon matchups for the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. I just want to double check this, because I think this line has moved a couple of times this week. It's fluctuated between 7.5 and 8.5.
Yep.
I see ESPN Bet has it at 8.5.
All right.
Let me just double check
the old
apps here. I see 8.5 as well other places. So I think that line continues to bounce back and forth.
Uh-huh.
I feel good about the Patriots keeping it close with this team.
Yeah, Sportsbook Rhode Island's got it at 8.
Okay, so there. But either way, it's gone. Well, it dropped a little bit earlier in the week. It's now back up at 8 or over, depending on where you shop. So I feel good about the team keeping it close. They kept it close last year in Buffalo.
Yeah,
but I'm going to hold off on any official predictions until we get.
Obviously, the keys are going to help.
We're going to need all the keys to Pats and Bills coming up.
High over under too.
It is a nice healthy total. It is. We got Mike Emweniu in the 1 o'clock hour week in review at 12:45. Let's get back to Red Sox and Yankees. Could it have gone any worse last night? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.